Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I'm a huge fan of mind-body medicine, but something that I wasn't so familiar with was the idea of mind-body medicine and quantum physics. Andrea, is this something that you've heard about? Have I been living in a closet or what's going on?
Well, I have heard about it, but I'm definitely interested in delving into it today with Dr. Ginger.
Hey, Dr. Ginger.
Hey.
I'm here. Great. I'm ready to talk. This is actually a topic I love talking about because your thoughts about your disease and about your prognosis are so important with healing. And I don't think, you know, a lot of people out there are familiar with that. They think, you know, taking a medicine or maybe changing your diet, but there's a whole lot more to it, your emotions and your thoughts.
Yeah, I completely agree. Well, talk to us about the quantum physics part then, because to me it just makes me think of high school and I get, you know, heebie-jeebies thinking about physics and chemistry. It's obviously a different kind of physics, right?
Oh, it is. It is. And it's related to your thoughts, and just really simplified, your thoughts are like a wavelength going out, kind of like a radio wave to just make it really simple, going out and talking to your cells. So whether it's your thought process about, you know, a terminal prognosis or your thought process just about yourself in general, oh, I'm not this, I'm too much this, I'm this, you know, your negative thoughts about yourself, they go out and talk to your cells. And the field of quantum physics in the past decade has really kind of gotten a handle on that. And I know Bruce Lipton, who you may have probably already had on your show, but if you haven't, you need to. He wrote the book, The Biology of Belief. And there's so many pioneers out there in this area with the mind when it talks in relation to healing. So your thoughts are vibrations that go out and talk to your cells. So if you are diagnosed with a terminal disease and you believe the prognosis of terminal, you know what? All the green juice in the world isn't going to help you until you first get that under control.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny. I was just at my homeopath this morning, and we were chatting about this exact topic. And he was saying that as human beings, we're so, you know, we're very closed in our way of thinking, but we really need to open up our mind to the endless possibilities that are out there. And the more open our mind is, the more miracles we can allow in.
That's right. And there's two things that I think most people are familiar with, if not both, then definitely the first one. The first one is the placebo effect. Okay, so when they're doing a study on a drug, and they have the people who are going to take the drug, and then they have the people who are going to take the placebo, which is nothing more than a sugar pill, but neither group knows which ones they're taking. And it's always interesting to see when the placebo group actually has a similar outcome of what they wanted the drug to have, because the people taking the placebo, the sugar pill, think that they have the drug, and so they get a response in their body physiologically similar to what they would have if they were taking the drug. So we're all kind of familiar with that, and I think that's amazing to people. So just understand that it's already happening to us. The other thing is biofeedback. If you've ever experienced or learned about biofeedback and how they connect electrodes to you, and like when I did it, I watched like a Pac-Man game, and I had to make my brain through these electrodes make the little Pac-Man eat the balls or whatever as it goes around on the screen. And that is gaining control on a certain, depends on which wavelength that you're looking at, but that's gaining control of your brain and harnessing that. And I know a lot of athletes work with biofeedback and kind of getting into the zone that way, but it also works with healing. So those are two things that have been around for a long time that we've already accepted as far as mind-body medicine. But the average person out there also can understand that too, that when they're facing a health challenge, let's talk about what you think about it, what you believe about it. Is it, you know, do you believe the status quo that, you know, brain tumor is terminal? Well, if you do, then we need to get a grasp on that, because, you know, think about it. Most people who have beaten cancer that we all know about, when the odds were completely against them, they were probably very positive people, and they had a mindset that was different than the average person who might get that same diagnosis.
So what about, I guess my question to you would be, and you're very right, what would be for then those people who want to beat it, let's say had a very positive attitude, but I guess, you know, unfortunately didn't beat it. Would that be something that deep down, maybe within their souls, they didn't really want it? I guess talk a little bit about that in terms of how we can control our mind.
It's definitely a tough call when, you know, because there are people who you think, you know, have the right mindset and they didn't beat it. But there are other components that go along with it. So for me and my experience and what I have seen at, for example, Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach, it's kind of like a three-pronged process. The first thing is the mind-body connection. Get your mind in the right space for healing. And everyone there meets with a psychologist about their belief system on their disease, and they work with them, and the psychologist talks with them and kind of gets them in the right mindset. Then the second stage is what I call super nutrition. You've got to start infusing your body with all these super nutrients and getting rid of all the foods that we all know are not helping a disease go in the right direction. And then the third thing is detox, detoxing your body of all the things that you've put into it through your mouth, but also drugs, and if you've been through radiation and chemo, there's lots of things that need to be excreted. So it's kind of like you have to harness those three things. And of course, today we're talking about the mind-body connection, but there's a lot, you know, there's a lot more to just your thoughts, but there's a lot more than just green juice as well. So you kind of have to harness all three to get the package, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I think, Dr. Ginger, this even extends beyond illness and disease. I think this extends to every aspect of our life. I mean, I remember a girlfriend of mine for the longest time was trying to find love. She wanted to find a love interest. And she would say, you know, she'd be very negative and say, oh, you know, it's so hard to meet anybody. And then we would do exercises in terms of, you know, changing her frame of mind and writing it down or asking for what she wants. And it's amazing the miracles that can happen. So, you know, I think what you're saying is amazing. And I think it definitely extends beyond just, you know, an illness or something. I think it extends to everything that's in our life.
Oh, sure. Every aspect of our life. And we're not taught about the thought process and your emotions too. I mean, your emotions are strong feelings about certain things. And so they can just, I mean, think about it. Okay. You walk into a room and you see this person that you've never met before, but you just get this weird vibe, this weird feeling, and maybe they're a very negative, mean person, and you're feeling that. You've never met them for a second in your life, and that's you feeling kind of like, I know this sounds kind of airy-fairy, but kind of feeling their vibrations. But quantum physics is showing that. But a lot of people look at it like that. But quantum physics is actually showing that this is actually happening. You know, we have a lot more connection like that with vibrations than most people realize. And I think, you know, people are opening their eyes to this slowly. I think the mainstream isn't there at all, but I think there are a lot of other people that are. And when it comes to healing, this is a huge, huge part of it. I mean, Louise Hay is big on this with Hay House and a lot of their authors and stars, and Norman Shealy from the 1970s with intuitiveness. And, you know, there's a lot of this information out there, and it's slowly starting to seep a little more mainstream.
Well, this sounds like affirmations would be beneficial. I mean, isn't that what this is about? And using words and looking at yourself in the mirror and saying kind
and
things to yourself, or I'm going to get better, and mantras. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just the words, though. You have to feel it and believe it and know it. And, you know, it goes a little deeper than that. And, you know, and I'm still learning about it, but I know what I've seen in terms of helping people heal. And that, you know, if you don't have the mind in the right space, then, you know, and honestly, I'll tell you, I watched my dad, when I was young, die from lung cancer. And the day before he found out he was diagnosed, he was this happy, proud my dad. And the day he found out he was diagnosed and it was terminal, there's nothing we can do, you know, and I was young, so I didn't have the information that I have now, he completely turned. And within 3 months, which is a lot less time than they gave him, I mean, it had spread everywhere. And I knew back then, because he cried all the time. I mean, he knew he was going to die, and he just accepted it. And now I look at it, I'm like, gosh, he was just telling his cells to just lay down and give up. And so I knew way back then there was a lot more to healing than just, you know, chemo, radiation, or even nutrition and exercise. The mind has a lot to do with it.
No, you're absolutely right, Dr. Ginger. And thanks for this great topic. I think, you know, and people can learn more if they get Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, as well. Great, great resource. Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.